From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Iraq's interim prime minister traveled to the embattled city of Najaf today and ordered Shiite insurgents there to lay down their arms. But the insurgents, who were loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, were not listening. They fought fierce battles with U.S. troops and Iraqi government forces. We have two reports tonight, beginning with NPR translator Ali Fadl, who is in Najaf. Ali Fadl, first of all, could you describe the fighting and where it's taking place? We understand it's near some of the Shiite shrines.
Yes. So in fact, all the city is now at the custody of the Americans and the Iraqi police and the Iraqi army. The fighting is only happening just near the shrine of Ali. You hear just the sounds of the fighting. It's heavy shooting, firefighting, and you can hear also the loudspeakers from the shrine of Ali. These are the people calling for the people of Najaf to come and help the Mujahideen here to fight against the unbelievers, as they call them.
And are the people of Najaf responding to that call?
In fact, no. The people of Najaf, they think that the Muqtada people, they are doing bad jobs, and the Americans, they are doing bad jobs as well. And they are not believing both sides. They are just standing still, not moving, keeping inside their doors in this very difficult life.
What can you tell us about casualties? U.S. officials said that hundreds of Mahdi Army fighters were killed last week. Does that sound right to you?
Well, I'm talking to the people, and when I talk about this thing, about the big numbers to the people, and say 300, 400, they say it's not that big number. It happened, yes, the U.S. troops, the U.S. helicopters, the U.S. fighters, they bombed the places, but it's not that big number, in fact. They don't believe this number.
What about the troops that are fighting against Sadr's militia? Is it mainly U.S. troops? Are the Iraqi forces in it as well?
In fact, it's the Iraqi forces at the front line, backed by the American troops, American tanks and American helicopters. The U.S. Air Force, they are the main fighting right now. It's happening mainly through the helicopters and the fighters, the F-16. The airstrikes is going every now and then, very heavy airstrikes, just shocking the whole city.
What about the wounded? Are they being cared for? Is there any kind of medical care available in Najaf for the people that are fighting?
There are only two hospitals functioning in the city, the General Hospital and the Zahra Hospital. The General Hospital, there are two Humvees standing at the outside door of the hospital. People are scared to go there, even if they are not from the Mahdi Army, but they are scared if they are injured and go inside the hospital, they will be detained and will be imprisoned by the U.S. troops. So they keep going to the shrine of Imam Ali, where the Mahdi army are having a small hospital inside to take care of the civilians and the Mahdi personnel injured.
Does that mean that they're not getting the kind of medical care they should be getting?
Exactly, because, you know, the shrine of Ali is not suitable for medical small operations, minor operations, and that's why the people, they're keeping away from the half districts where the fighting is. They try to keep only one of their houses, and the whole family, the children, the women, they just go to another place away from the fighting.
Ali Fadl, reporting from Najaf, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We also spoke earlier today with Washington Post reporter Jackie Spinner in Baghdad. I asked her about the state of fighting between Sadr's militia and the U.S. forces there.
There's still sporadic gunfire, but the fighting does not appear to be as intense as it is in the south. I talked to Major General Corelli, who is the commanding general of the 1st Cavalry Division, which is responsible for Sadr's city today. And he said that the U.S. forces and Iraqi forces had control of Sadr City. They had not let that go to the militants. Although one sign of the strife that we notice here is the traffic in Baghdad is very light today, which means that many of the residents of Sadr City were unable to leave the area because either the military had blocked them or the militants were preventing them from leaving.
Prime Minister Alawi seems to be sending mixed signals. Today he ordered Sadr's Mahdi army to lay down their arms. Yesterday he was calling Sadr his brother and urging him to run in elections next year. Can the new government succeed without co-opting Sadr and his Mahdi army?
I think there's probably mixed reaction to that here. Certainly the interim government and the U.S. officials here believe that, you know, they have to have Sadr on board. But you're right. Alawi has sent very bizarre mixed messages the last couple days. He said on Saturday that he was extending an olive branch to Sadr, and said that he did not even believe that Sadr or his militia were behind the clashes. Today he was very careful in Najaf. He said that he would not negotiate with any militia, but was very careful not to name Sadr or the Mahdi army when making that statement, though it was clear that it was directed at those militants there.
Now that the Shiite insurgency has exploded again, why do you think it happened? Was it because of the more moderate Shiite leader Ayatollah Sistani having to go abroad for medical treatment? Was that what started this?
I don't think anybody really knows what for certain started the clashes. You know, back in April and May when we had the uprising, there was a very clear event, and that was the shutting of Sadr's newspaper that created the violence. On Thursday, the U.S. military and Iraqi forces said that the militia attacked a police station in Najaf, and that set off the violence. Of course, the Mahdi army says that they were fired upon first by the U.S. Marines who are responsible for the area. We have no independent confirmation. I don't think anybody has as to what exactly started the fighting. All we know is that for 4 days now, we've had some of the most fierce battles we've seen in Iraq in many, many months.
Jackie Spinner is a reporter for The Washington Post. We reached her by satellite phone from Baghdad. Jackie, thanks.
Thanks, Linda.
Another development we're following this evening. Iraq's new government has issued arrest warrants for Ahmed Chalabi, a former member of the post-Saddam Governing Council, and for his nephew, Salem Chalabi, who heads Iraq's special tribunal. Ahmed Chalabi, a longtime exile, is accused of counterfeiting old Iraqi dinars. He was once promoted as a possible Iraqi leader after Saddam, but has fallen from favor. His nephew, Salem Chalabi, is accused in the murder of the Director General of Iraq's Finance Ministry. Salem Chalabi heads the tribunal that is trying Saddam Hussein.